We'd go to a new lake, and of course I'd get lost. I swear, head high, but we'd go up so far here and we'd turn, so we'd run back to the landing. That's where we started.
So he knew the area really well.
Yeah.
Now, who was the better fisherman?
He was. He could tell you right where we caught the last fish, how big it was. He kept a rule in the boat. And if it wasn't over the nipple, it goes down.
Okay.
Oh, he was... And if I get to driving a little bit above the speed limit, he'd look at me and say, well, what's the hurry? The water's going to be there when we get there.
Oh.
There'll never be another one like him.
No, you're right. You're right.
No, never be. Mm-hmm.
So I guess you heard him preach a good bit.
Well, you see, he married a girl from Nacogdoches.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And they came back and stayed, I believe, until she passed away and then went back to Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Now, did he ever do any religious debates?
If he did, I didn't know about them.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you remember Roy Cogdell and... was Clad Wallace at one time preaching in the area?
And both the Wallace boys, there was two Wallaces, yeah. Preachers.
Foy too?
Yeah. Now, Roy liked to have debates, and the Wallace boys did.
Yes.
But that's just about to die out. They don't have debates now like they used to.
Yeah. Now, do you remember, was it Roy and Clad together at a time at a work in Lufkin, where at a church in Lufkin? Do you remember anything about that?
Well, the oldest congregation there, Roy was there, and I don't know what happened, but they decided to build a new, start a new work.
Yes, yes.
Well, in fact, he had a publishing company there. Mm-hmm. It was really what he was doing there.
Yes.
And they started, and now I guess it's three or four congregations string around in Lufkin.
Yes, yes. Do you know ever what happened to Clad Wallace? You know, there was a time he was writing a lot for The Guardian. And
well, I think he kind of went off boat, didn't he?
I think he did, but he was after there was a division and there was some conflict between Clad and Roy. I've always been curious about that.
Well, Roy, he married a Nacogdoches, a Lufkin woman.
Yes.
And they never did have any children, but they adopted children. Mm-hmm. And that family thought Roy hung the moon.
Yes.
And if something got mixed up.
Yeah.
And they disowned him. And of course, when his wife died, why, they had already had a burial place, but they wouldn't let Roy be buried there.
Wow.
She's buried, and he went back to carried him back to Oklahoma, so I understand.
How about that? It's interesting.
The Burks, boy, you mentioned Roy. You're fighting words.
Yes, interesting, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I always wonder, because in the background, they were very influential people, both Clad and Foy, Roy and Yater.
Yeah.
And they, like I say, they went different ways.
Yeah.
And I like to study church history, so when you tell me Nacogdoches and Lufkin, you know, I've read a lot of the papers, so I'm going, wow, that's a very interesting time. And so you were...
Because Roy, I guess Roy preached here on two different occasions. In fact, we built a house for him before his wife died. And then he, after she died, I won't say how long it was, but it was a very short time until he remarried.
Yes.
And that was some of the downfall in this part of Roy.
Yes, yes. Interesting.
Of course, it was in the he married an Oklahoma woman, and of course, Roy and I were real good friends down through the years.
Yes.
And he called me, said, you got a truck, don't you? I said, yes. He said, well, I just got married, and said, we need to move to Nacogdoches. I had a colored man work with me for 28 years. He said, well, send Long, that was his name, send Long up here after me. So I did. About 2 weeks after they moved in, colored man came in my office, he was laughing. He said, Miss J.D., he said, I got something to tell you. I said, what's that? He said, well, I said, Brother Cocktail said he thought he was getting a rich woman, and said she thought she was getting a rich man. And said they didn't offer to pay me a penny.
Oh,
but you know, Harry, I don't know whether you ever remember Harry Pickup.
I know of him, yes.
He and Roy were big friends. Mm-hmm. And this colored man, well, when he went, started to work for me when he come back out of the Army. And got started going to church. And of course, when he first came back, why, he was gambling and just, you name it, he was into it. And I'd pay him on Saturday and Monday while he was broke. He didn't gamble and lose it and all. Loan charges start coming to the place. I told him, I said, I pay you on Saturday. Don't you let them loan charges come on my property at all. So he got down pretty quick. I mean, taking pretty good interest in the church. And we had a preacher here. Can't even think of his name. Anyway, the colored had been out in the country and then moved to build in town. Needed a preacher, and this, our preacher knew one in Phoenix, Arizona, a colored man. Mm-hmm. He said, well, so I think I could move that man here if the white church would help support him, seeing he had support. I said, well, I'm sure we'll do that. So he and the colored man took my truck and went to Phoenix, moved his colored preacher in. Real hard worker. He was really working. And I guess he'd been here about 3 or 4 weeks. Came to my office and well, says, I know I owe you for moving me here. But says, I don't have any money yet, but says, I will pay you. I said, well, I'll tell you how you can pay me. He says, how's that? I said, you convert that man right there. He said, well, and I guess about not over 2 months, colored man came one Monday morning just as happy as he could be. He said, Miss J.D., he says, you know what? I said, what's that? He says, I'm baptized.
Oh, how about that?
And he was the hardest working until, well, he went blind. He had cataracts on his eyes. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to get him to a doctor, and he wouldn't do it. And then my wife got sick, and I had already leased my property out when she got sick, so I could take care of her. And I told him, I said, I want you to stay here because they owe me. I stayed about a week or 10 days. He said, I need to talk to you. I said, what's the matter? He said, well, those people want me to lie about the old motors and transmissions we got out there in the warehouse. If we know they're no good, we're going to sell them for junk. And said, they want me to tell them people they're good. And said, I didn't have to lie for you, and I'm not going to lie for them. I said, all right, you give them a week's notice, and we'll get you a job somewhere else. So I got him a job with the city, said the manager was a real good friend of mine, and he worked there until he retired. And of course, while Thelma was sick, why, we went all over wherever the boys were she wanted to go. And finally, while she had to give up, we came back here. And then after she passed away, why, I had lost contact of him. Mm-hmm. And I found some colored man told me he was in a hospital. So I went up at the hospital to see him, and when I walked in the door, there were two nurses in there trying to get him to take medicine. He wouldn't do it. I had my walking stick. I said, here, take this walking stick and work him over. When I said, you know that man? He was blind. He couldn't see nothing. He said, yes, ma'am. I said, I know it. I said, that's from Mr. Hawkeye. I said, give me that medicine. I'll take it.
Now, I would travel all the way up here, and we're telling stories about the past. I need some Robert Hawkrider stories. I need to know some stories about him.
Robert is living at this particular time. He's still in Orlando. Now, I got the grapevine today, that he was planning on moving.
Yes.
And
I want some stories about him as a boy, though, if you got some stories about him.
About him?
Yeah.
And doing what?
Well, just anything. Just, you know.
Well, of course, when he spent his seventh year birthday in the hospital here, he was riding his bicycle, playing with something else, and the city bus ran over him. Well, I had a police radio in my office, and I heard where the boy on a certain part of town was running one city bus station. So I jumped in the car and knew about where my boys were. So sure enough, why, he was laying there on the pavement, just blood as he could be, unconscious.
Wow.
I asked, had to call the ambulance. I said, yes. Said, they've got lost in it.
Oh, my.
I hadn't found this place. So I just picked him up and told a friend of mine to drive us to the hospital. But he stayed in the hospital, this one in Houston, for a year.
Wow.
Before he got over it. And he was unconscious for 30 days.
Wow.
And, Thelma stayed with him at daytime, and I stayed at night. We had a nurse with him all the time. And he'd been there, well, he was just waking up from 30 days unconscious. Nurse woke me up right quick and says, well, Robert wants a hamburger. It's 2:00 in the morning. Well, I knew there wasn't anything open in town. But I knew where Hamburger stayed open 24 hours a day out on where you go to Garrison Turn. That's where I go get him one. So I went and got him a hamburger, and he took about one or two bites of it, turned and went back to sleep.
Wow, how about that?
Well, he knew he was loved.
But, because I had two boys, preacher. David,
yes,
the oldest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
David passed away right at 7 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Robert is having trouble from his injury that he has.
Yes, yes.
It tore him all up and through his stomach.
Yeah.
But he's, I'd say, lived a real good life till about, I'd say, 2 years ago when they start reacting back on him.
Yeah.
And they have been in Orlando to right at 36 years.
Yes.
How about that?
And they live, I would say close from here to the street to the church building.
Yeah, I've stayed in their house before. They are next door, basically.
And everything that the congregation wanted to do, Robert's house was his place of it. He had a great big backyard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And wind up, Arlene was doing all the work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's right.
And it's still that way. And I've been trying to get them to move for several years, but...
He's had such a good work there. It's hard
to believe. Oh, yes. Yeah. They've got a good... Well, I don't know where you ever knew the Handley boys. The two brothers, they were millionaires. And...
what's their last name again?
Handley.
Vernon no, and, no, and...
I don't know.
Well, they were... real liberal with their money.
Yeah.
They more or less built that building there. But Herb lost his wife and he was a chain smoker. And after his wife died, I'd say about a month, 6 weeks, the doctor told him, says, you're going to have to take a drug with you all the time to breathe. He told his brother, he said, well, I'm not going to be walking around here with a jug. And I guess about, maybe 2 weeks, they bought and sold together everything. Mm-hmm. Why, they had an appointment, something deal they was going to be. And he called Vernon just before time to be out at his house to get him. And he told Vernon Wilson, I just don't feel like going this morning. I better not go. About that time, I heard a gun go off. He'd put his pistol in his mouth and kill himself.
Oh.
And go, Vernon called Robert, and they went out and got him. But then Vernon had been dead about 2 years. I'd say 7 years ago, he had trouble and got bad blood and a transfusion, and he lives about 4 years after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was a big hurt to the church.
Yes. Yes.
Well, now, where did Robert go to college?
Where did he go to college?
Uh-huh.
He went to Florida and finished up here in Nacogdoches.
Okay. Now, Ed... He went to a teacher school, didn't he?
Well, I think...
He got a grade where he could teach if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But the girl that he married, that's where they met at
the college. It's Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah. Yes, Austin, Stephen F. Austin. That's what I was trying to remember.
I guess they'd been married about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raised four real, real good children, 3 girls and 1 boy.
Well, a lot of good memories. I used to visit Nacogdoches every summer, so we're about to go and look for some of those places that I used to visit.
Well, it's changed up a whole lot.
I bet it has. I don't know if some of these places are even
here
anymore.
Well, the funny part about it, I've been in the car business, trading back and forth. And a friend of mine had a lot on North Street, right? Homes all around it.
Uh-huh.
And there was one service station between where I wound up and the college. And nothing from my place to the college but houses. And I opened the car lot. Dealership there on North Street, and I got in bad shape.
Oh no!
People wouldn't kill me.
Oh no!
Then I was there less than a year. I was there about 18 months, and Chevrolet House come across the street.
Wow.
Less than a year, Ford House come across the street, and man come along wanting to buy my property. And I told him about a sale. He said, well, he wanted it. I said, well, it's not for sale. So he left. A couple of days, a young man come into my place. Said, I've come to town to buy your property. I said, it's not for sale. He said, do you know who you've been talking to? I said, I have no idea. He says, Clint Merson from Dallas. Says he owns the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, wow.
Says, wouldn't you price the property? I studied a little bit. I thought, well, he wants it. I don't want to sell it. I told him what I'll take for it. So I did. He said, well, will you hold that deal for 1 hour? I said, yes. He had gone about 15, 20 minutes. He'd come back. Said, I'll be here tomorrow with a cashier's check.
Wow.
I said, well, it was in November. I said, how about making half of it this year, the other half next year? He said, no, they don't do business that way. He says, you've got a clear deed to it, don't you? I said, yes. He said, I'll have you a cashier's check if you give me the clear deed.
How about that?
And I had told him it would be 30 days before I could clean everything off. They didn't want very much luck.
Yeah.
And if you were the city library on the property now,
okay.
If you
were... I was wondering what was on it now.
If you noticed from down Chevrolet in the Ford House, well, it was right across the street. The gowns and the all the several buildings back over on that way now.
Yeah, North Street's a pretty busy street.
Oh, that's no...
It's a highway, really.
What did
no
they...
one living on North Street now.
Yeah.
What did they want with the property? What did he do with the property?
Well, he built a grocery store. And it didn't last a year.
Oh.
And when he sold it, it was over. Why, well, he sold it or gave it away or something. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
Well, it worked out for you then.
Well, I didn't complain.
What about your hand? What happened?
I had a little spot on my hand in about 2 months.
Yeah?
And it had come up the head about the size of a match head.
Okay.
And I'd pick it.
Okay.
It just as sore as it could be.
Yeah.
And last Thursday, why young lady takes care of me. She said, we're going to the doctor. So she called, made an appointment, and I walked in, and he'd been my doctor for about 40 years. He said, that's got to come off of that. He didn't ask me if I wanted it off or not.
Well.
So he operated. And he'll take that cover off this coming Thursday, okay. And I'll see what all he did to it.
Oh, well, okay. That was quite the surprise then, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I hope it'll be healed for you.
I couldn't afford to argue with him.
Well, he's taking good care of you all these years, hasn't he?
Yeah. He sure has.
That's neat.
Sure has.
No, the church at Mountain Star that was here for so long, where does that church meet now?
Well, if you go here to the Walmart,
turn
your left, go follow on that. It's about 2 miles on the right-hand side, and on the left-hand side, the Big Baptist Church.
Okay.
I tried to get them to buy the property where University Drive comes right to dead into it. It was nice when the loop came around.
Yeah.
Well, the elders, we'd had, no, the older elders, and all the new ones. And of course, I was arguing what they bought. They said we didn't have enough room at Mountain Star. Well, we didn't, but the two houses on each side of us were sale. We could have bought them both.
Yeah.
A whole lot cheaper than the property they bought. But anyway, they bought the same amount of land that we had at Mountain Star.
Okay.
And they was talking about it, and this fussy at me. He said, well, you just been here, right? So he said, it's just what you want. I said, no, y'all can have it, because I don't have to stay here. Of course, Thelma had passed away, and when she passed away, I resigned as working with them.
Right.
And whenever they bought that property, after they bought it, my 18-wheelers rode up and down that highway. And they haven't had a wreck yet, but they've come mighty close to it on several occasions.
Yeah. So it's dangerous to pull out. to get in and out of the parking lot.
Well, I got coming right out there where all the those 18 wheelers coming out. It's right about the corner. Yeah. It had two ways to go in and out.
Yeah, it would just be safer.
But one of the elders, I had an office just, I'd say about 4 minutes as the street out there.
Yeah.
And he wanted it close to him.
I gotcha.
So that's the reason I bought it.
Okay. Well, it's been a long time since I've been in Nacogdoches, Texas, but I'm glad you're here so we can see
you. I have hopes of going back to hotel.
I know. I hope you can. Even though it won't look the same, it'll
be okay. The man that bought it, when they first took over, of course, when he bought it, I had 100 roses going around it.
Yes, I heard about the roses.
I dug a hole and planted every one of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, he knew all of me from the hotel, from the roses.
Yes.
And he told me, you're going to have a room in the hotel whenever it opens.
Okay.
Now, whether he still stays with it or not, I've talked to him on two different occasions. I said, well, tell me when you're going to open or what you're going to charge me for a room. Also, don't you worry. So now I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, how about that? Will the roses still be there? Did he leave the roses?
In the front.
Okay.
I accused him of trying to kill them.
Oh, really?
They haven't fed them, haven't watered them, nothing. Oh. Now the big row side, when the truck come in moving from upstairs, they killed several of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty well cleaned out on that side, but the front bed is still there. But where the garbage bin was, it's all cleaned off,
That's why I wondered, because you said they were doing so much work. Yeah. I didn't know how much would still be there.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and they enjoyed you being there, I'm sure. You've got stories to tell. I'm enjoying seeing your pictures today of your family and...
Well, that's my grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren.
Yep.
Now, how many of those do you think I've got? I have two boys.
Ooh. Well, I'm not for sure. I only know the Robert family.
Yeah.
And so, how many do you have?
That's 22.
Is that all?
And more coming.
Isn't that something? Well, they're good folks. You know, we appreciate your
family. But the beautiful part about it, everyone, when they get accountable age, they know what to do.
That's right. And that's a beautiful thing.
Their parents raise them in the church, and they know that you got what to do.
Yes.
Of course, that much done, but the grandchildren are that way.
Yeah, they are. Good folks. Yeah, good people. Well, I want to take a picture of us together before we leave. Is that okay?
Well, fine.
I'll send it to your family so they can see we got to see you here together. Let's see one more.